More than 10 hours of negotiations in Brussels lasting well into the early hours of Friday morning were not enough to produce agreement by all 27 EU member states to back key changes to the EU treaty, that in the face of the Eurozone debt crisis. As it stands, 23 member states, including the Eurozone countries, will instead forge ahead on their own with plans for an intergovernmental accord, this to introduce a stricter deficit and debt regime. Following the decision, here's what European Commission President José Manuel Barroso had to say.
We believe that if it is properly drafted, that will indeed increase what was our goal, increase the governance, increase the credibility, increase also the rules we have today for the euro area. I have to be very open and honest with you as always. We would have preferred, of course, an agreement, a unanimous agreement.
But it wasn't unanimous. Against are Great Britain and Hungary, while Sweden and the Czech Republic have not taken final decisions to sign on. Instead, the latter are taking a wait-and-see approach and will debate the accord eventually in their respective parliaments. There's also the possibility of a public referendum in the Czech Republic that is also being mentioned. At 5 in the morning on Friday, after emerging from the talks, here's what Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said.
At this moment in time, I think it is absolutely premature to take a final decision. Based on the information I have, I personally would recommend a cautious approach.
The decision to tread carefully has already received praise from some quarters, namely from Czech President Václav Klaus, who on Friday called the result of the Brussels summit pragmatic, but question the wisdom of defending the euro at all costs. Certainly the time is coming for the country to take a final decision, though, either in favor of further integration and saving the eurozone and common currency, or opting out. I spoke to political analyst Jiří Pehe.
In effect, what I think is shaping up in Europe is a two-tier European Union, and that is, of course, a major challenge for a country such as the Czech Republic, because they will have to make a decision very soon.
Do you think that this was something, after all, that was expected? Many leaders warned exactly against this kind of future for Europe.
Well, I think this is something that has been expected. Very few people expected, for example, Great Britain or some other countries such as Hungary or the Czech Republic to agree with an agreement that would involve all 27 countries and at the same time would try to save at this point only the eurozone, but those countries that are not in the eurozone would still have to somehow contribute or participate in this process. So it was expected that that those countries and especially Great Britain will probably object to an agreement that would be concluded on the sort of pan-European level, that is all 27 countries. But at the same time, I think that it is encouraging that the leaders of the European Union, I think the leaders of the Eurozone, seem to have the courage at this point to go ahead with an agreement that would involve only the Eurozone countries plus those countries that are interested in entering Eurozone soon, because maybe that's the only solution at this point. And quite frankly, if Great Britain doesn't want to participate in this process, there should be a mechanism eventually which will allow those countries that want to move faster to simply leave countries like Great Britain behind. This is entirely up to London and Budapest, those countries that have doubts about this agreement. Will have to make up their mind, and they will have to decide whether they really can afford to stay outside the Eurozone and outside the main decision-making process in the European Union, or whether they simply want to be part of it. And the question in the Czech Republic has never been posed in this way. I think that so far Czech politicians have been either silent or they have not been really reflecting what could happen if these various scenarios are in place.
At the same time, Jiří Pehe is critical of the accord plans. So far agreed, in his view, they are only a first step, the analyst again.
At this point, there was no other option, although I consider the measures proposed at the summit to be half-baked, to say the least. I think that quite frankly, in not such a long distant future, Eurozone will have to move towards a fiscal government, a common government, simply because these sanctions will not work, especially if the Eurozone will try to sanction countries that do not live up to its deficit commitments. And given the fact that such countries would be economically already in trouble, it is very difficult to imagine that they could somehow pay or face any sanctions on top of that from the Eurozone. So I think this is just a temporary measure, more symbolic measure that is supposed to calm down the financial markets. But in the future, I think that the only solution is for further progress towards federalization and the creation of a fiscal government.
Analyst Yezid Beheh there, and of course that is a story we will be following. It should be interesting to see how that one develops.